For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, explain to me what we just listened to, because I think we sat here in the break trying to figure this out, and I don't know that there's any, I don't know, we need one of those, like, remember when you were a kid, you would get cereal and they had like a decoder?
Those were fun.
I think we need one of those now.
Crummy commercial? Son.
I like those little two-tone whistles you used to get, too.
No, two-tone, I just remember, did you ever play the game Password, too? Remember those where you put the thing in and it was behind a red piece of, yeah, that's what I'm, we need one of those.
Mm-hmm.
That's a decoder, isn't it?
Okay.
The password is starter.
Okay. You want me to be a betting man?
Jeff Phelps.
If I were a betting man.
Yes.
Deshaun Watson will not play against Seattle.
I might bet against you. I think he plays.
All right. If I were a betting man, I'd say he doesn't play. Reason why, he was scheduled to play. He was playing. And today, Kevin backed down from that and said, yeah, we'll see. We'll make a final determination later in the week.
Nah, I don't know. Did he back down or did he just give you Kevin speak? I think
he had already told
speak.
Us that he was playing. Not today, previously. He already said he was playing against Seattle.
Yeah.
And then Deshaun said, oh, really? I didn't know that.
Do we have
and
that
and then today, Kevin said, yeah, we'll make a final determination later in the week.
Right, hang on. You dissect this, my friends around Northeast Ohio. Do you think Deshaun is playing?
Yeah, I think both. I think, like I told you guys, you know, you have a plan, but you want to make sure as you get through the week that you feel good about it. So we'll make that determination later.
See, I secretly think that they are so desperate for a win here in the preseason. I mean, those first two losses were just devastating. And what they're doing to the mental psyche of this team during the preseason, if they don't walk out with a win, I just can't imagine what they're going to be like week one. I'm 1,000% kidding if you think I'm serious. I don't know that he gave us anything there. I think his plan is for him to play.
He gave us that Deshaun's not playing.
I totally Dan, do you think he said he's not playing?
I think he walked out of that room after that press conference, and he went Cleavon Little in Blazing Saddles, and he just looked over and went, oh, baby, you are so talented. And they are, whew, and walked up away. I'm starting to think this is just performance art. I really am.
He is playing. Do you think? Anyone that listens, I'll play it for you again if you need to hear it again. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Based on this cut, do you think Deshaun Watson is playing?
It goes back a little further than just the cut.
All right. Well, just for the basis of this argument, listen to this cut. You tell me if you think he's going to play or not.
Yeah, I think both. I think, like I told you guys, you know, you have a plan, but you want to make sure as you get through the week that you feel good about it. So we'll make that determination later.
All right. So if for some reason he doesn't feel good about his own game plan, then maybe Deshaun doesn't play. Oh, Jeff is not. Now Jeff's trying to figure it out. I think Jeff's coming around to the other side on this.
No, he said something a little more specific about Deshaun, it wasn't that cut.
I listened to the whole thing. I think his game plan is to play Deshaun as originally scheduled.
He said all starters should expect to play.
Well, then that should make you think he's going to play.
Do you want that cut instead?
I certainly do.
Yes. I can give you that cut. Here you go.
All of our starters should expect to play, and then we'll determine who does or doesn't, how many plays they do. Like I told you guys, in particular with Deshaun, I want to take in all the information this week and really make a final determination later in the week.
What information is there to take in this week?
The way he looks in practice.
Oh,
what
baby,
difference
you
does,
are so talented.
What difference does that make?
What do you mean, what difference
what
does that
difference
make?
What difference does it make how Deshaun Watson would look in practice as to whether he plays on Saturday?
What if Deshaun looks rusty and says, I got to get him some work against a real team? You going to throw him out there then?
To me, everything that he needs to decide is, do we think the team is healthy enough to support our starting quarterback this week?
Well, I mean, based on what we've talked about, it sounds like almost he'll have 4/5 of his offensive line. Is that right?
And if Jermaine Ifedi plays, Jermaine is a former starter. In fact, a former first-round draft choice of the Seattle Seahawks.
So he's got the playbook. So then for sure he's going to be there.
Yeah, it's been a few years.
Doesn't matter. Old ink.
It's a new head coach.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. They're still running everything from Pete Carroll.
That's right. That's what I think. It's the Pete Carroll offense.
I personally think he completely backed down, and this is okay, completely backed down from Deshaun's playing, and we'll make a determination later in the week. Well, now he opens himself up for second-guessing like absolute crazy if he goes ahead and plays him, because it's like, well, apparently during the middle of the week, you weren't sure if you were going to play him or not.
Yeah, I just think he thinks in practice.
Yeah, now we're going to play him.
I disagree. I think
you're
making more out of it.
There's no competitive advantage here.
I think he's just saying to himself, if Deshaun looks right and there's no setbacks physically,
then we're not playing.
Then we're going to play him.
Oh, then we're going to.
I
would think you're going to not play him.
I don't know how two people can look at the same. It's just like that silly draft.
Have you not paid attention to you and me for 13 years?
Yeah.
That's how two people can look at the same thing and see something completely different.
What we just heard.
And there's Phelps. And they're two very opposite things.
That's why I think they should play this game. And I think it's South Underwood, South Dakota or something like that. Or North Underwood, right the middle spot.
Andy spent the entire break looking at geography.
I enjoy geography. Do you have a problem with that?
I enjoyed it,
too. If you learned two things this week, I enjoy geography, and I do think I could have had a career in power washing, because I had the best time on Sunday power washing. Really enjoyed it.
Folks, anybody listening? Honest to God, he's been talking about power washing since we started yesterday.
I just really enjoyed it. I thought it was very satisfying. You walk away from it, it looks clean, and you feel like you did a good day.
And you didn't work. You let the hose do the whole thing.
I disagree. There is work in power washing. The angle of the stream is very important.
Oh,
as you're trying to get rid of, as you're trying to get rid of the dirt.
Let's take a left turn before we get pulled into a meeting. Here's Kevin Stefanski on how things are going in camp.
So the guys can get used to that type of schedule. Also get used to the idea of getting a game plan. First and second down today, getting a third down game plan tomorrow, getting a red zone game plan the next day. So just really conditioning our bodies, conditioning their minds to be ready to get through a regular season schedule, if you will.
Are we getting the thought that Deshaun Watson isn't going to play? He wants a regular schedule with regular impactful days that are all laid out the way they would during the regular season. I know he left.
So that sounds like.
He left himself a little room that if he doesn't like the way things look for Deshaun Watson this week, he may not play him. There is some room there for that. But I have no reason to believe he's not playing Deshaun Watson this week.
I've got a real smart guy comment. You're cutting me off. You ready?
Welcome to my world.
So in other words, what is Kevin putting in place? Exactly what they've had for Deshaun Watson for 22 of the 34 games that he's been a member of the Cleveland Browns. Thank you. Thank you very much.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can somebody please
games
help
where he
me?
Didn't play.
Can somebody please? Are you on Team Phelps or are you on Team Baskin?
There's
on this
no teams
one?
Here. Andy, he previously said Deshaun was starting.
Yes.
Today he said with Deshaun specifically, we'll take a look at all of the evidence or whatever and have a final determination later in the week.
Then he'll go on to tell you that he says,
down from him starting.
But he says that about every player. In fact, I think he said that during the but it's not just Deshaun. It's just not the quarterback position. It's every position. Maybe Amari Cooper. I don't like the way Amari was running his routes this week, so we're going to give him the day off.
Why would he say previously Deshaun is starting against Seattle? and today say, well, we'll make a final determination later in the week.
Because he believed at the time, again, it's when you're at the podium, what you're saying is the truth. 2 seconds away from walking away from that podium,
watching the,
that could be old news.
Watching the party conventions and thinking everybody at the podium saying the truth, huh?
Where did that come from? But that's true. Everybody that says something when they're
just
at a podium.
Just because you stand at a desk. I'm telling you the truth.
It's true in the moment.
I'm at a podium.
Jeff, in press conferences, we all know that what a coach says when they're standing there is probably the truth. It is probably the truth. And I believe what he said today is what he's believed the whole time. Look, if Jerry Jeudy...
Was he telling us the truth when he said Kevin was, or that Deshaun was starting against Seattle?
Yeah, at that moment, it was true.
Oh, at that moment.
Jeff, Andy. I think he's playing this week. You could sit there and try to figure out and think that he's not. Kevin didn't tell you any reason. Kevin left the door open that if something happens this week or he wants to change his mind, he's allowed to. He didn't have to give you a hard... If plans go the way they're supposed to go, Deshaun Watson is supposed to start this week, and he will. I think in some ways you're listening to it, you're like, whoa, that means he's not playing. I don't know if that's true.
He opened the door for him not to play.
He opened the door for every one of his players not to play.
He didn't tell me was starting. A week or two ago, he told me that Deshaun was starting.
Did you ask him if JOK was starting against Seattle? Did anyone ask that? Did anyone say, hey, is Jordan Hicks going to start against Seattle? No.
Andy, does anyone really care if they start against Seattle?
Yes, because they need to get their work in.
We care about whether Deshaun starts or not.
We also care for Amari Cooper. We care if Nick Chubb was going to start. Guys that are, I mean, there were questions about Jack Conklin. There were questions about Jed Wills in this. You know, the starters should come into this game prepared to start. And Deshaun Watson is no different than any other starter in this scenario. I believe he wants his quarterback to get out there and get a few reps. And I believe that unless something goes haywire between now and Saturday, that Deshaun Watson is going to play quarterback for Seattle on Saturday night. You might believe different. I might believe different. But I just think that he didn't give me any reason to think that he wasn't going to start Deshaun if things go normal. If he has a regular scheduled practice, if everything just goes the way it's supposed to go, he's good. He left the door open for maybe at the last second. If Deshaun says, I don't feel good, I don't want to play. It's something about going down to the market in Seattle. Maybe he got sick.
He got hit in the head by a salmon.
That's right. Maybe those are all possibilities, and they could happen. Or maybe he had too much See's candy while he was out there. It's just something that's unique to Seattle while he's out there. That's what I'm saying. He left the door open a little bit.
Well,
I don't know anywhere where he said that he's not going to play. It rains here, too.
Hold on. It rains in Seattle. Sean McDermott decided, since the weather wasn't perfect in Pittsburgh, that Josh Allen wouldn't play. Maybe they do the same thing with Deshaun Watson.
You tell me. You listen to Kevin just like I did. Do you think he gave you any reason to believe that Deshaun Watson is not going to play on Saturday? 216-474-0092. Plus, we've talked about this for a long time, about the way we watch sports. I saw something earlier this week that might be a game changer as far as watching a game itself. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the Free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.